often been said that when you tell a child his entire life that he evolved from animals, it's no wonder they begin to act like one. Well, coming up, Pastor Xavier Reese discusses the simple truths about the subtle and incremental influence of education on our children.
2 Timothy 3, 1-5 says, "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving." You know what that word unloving is? Unnatural affection. No family love. That's why we can kill our babies. That's why a 17-year-old can break into a house and rape a 79-year-old woman. Because we've believed the philosophy of evolution that we're nothing but animals and only the strong survive. He goes on, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, denying the power thereof. From such people turn away. Wow. 70% of baby boomers believe in psychic powers. 67% of American adults claim to have a psychic experience at one time or another of extrasensory perception. There are programs on radio and TV, as you know, of people speaking to the dead, necromancy, comforting loved ones that have lost their children or whatever. Occultic, God says, do not seek the dead. Now, I picked up a book. I was reading about this supposed Christian pastor and his wife, whose son tragically died. And that they wrote this book that they constantly speak to him, and he's alive. Amazing to me. The devotion to astrology is a favorite pastime in America. In 1988, Gallup poll showed that 10% of evangelicals believe in astrology. What Bible are they reading? The majority of America is being seduced and deceived into progressive liberalism that buys into anything and everything because there is no right and wrong anymore. America has deviated and broken her covenant and her treaty with God, written clearly in our Constitution, the Bill of Rights, in the Federalist Paper, in our monument in Washington, and in our paper money and coin money. And God we trust. And we have deviated from the Judeo-Christian principles of our documents. Deuteronomy 4:19-20 says, "And take heed," God talking to the children of Israel, "take heed lest you lift your eyes to the heaven. And when you see the sun, the moon, the stars, all the host of heaven, you feel driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord Yahweh your God has given to all the people under the whole heaven as a heritage." Verse 19 says, "I've given it to you to bless you so you can have sun, moon, seasons, the earth, not to worship." That's where we're at. We're worshiping the creature more than the creator, which is blessed forevermore.
You've been listening to Simple Truths with Pastor Xavier Reese, a daily devotional of the enriching and precious truths found in God's Word. We appreciate you listening each weekday at this time, but you can hear this program again by following the radio listings link at calvarychapelpasadena.com. For more on the other ministries at Calvary Chapel Pasadena, visit our website. There you'll find information about weekly events, Pastor Xavier's messages, even online booklets in English and Spanish. It's all at calvarychapelpasadena.com. Simple Truths is a radio ministry of Calvary Chapel Pasadena.